In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Dear friends, today the Church celebrates the great feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you take a look on the third stained glass windows of our church, you can see a beautiful scene of Jesus appearing to Saint Margaret Mary, revealing his Sacred Heart and requesting the establishment of this feast, of this celebration, the Friday after the week of Corpus Christi. This feast, in order to make reparation for sins which offend his Sacred Heart. The object of this devotion is the heart of the incarnate Word, inseparably united to his humanity and his divinity, and as such an object of worship as Jesus Christ himself, with whom it is identified. This is the material object of this devotion, because the spiritual object is the love of Jesus, of which his heart is the symbol. It is the heart of a God who loves us tenderly. It is Jesus Christ himself, represented by the noblest organ of his humanity and the most beautiful attribute of his divinity, his love. The heart of Jesus, dear friends, is even more worthy of our devotion than his holy cross, the nails of his passion, or one of the thorns. Dear friends, we Roman Catholics are the religion of love. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is the ultimate symbol and representation and summary of all his life of love for us. We Roman Catholics, we are the religion of the cross. Everywhere we see the cross of Jesus. By the mystery of the cross, we learn to carry our cross behind Jesus every day until death. Yes, we have to bear our cross with Jesus, for Jesus. We Roman Catholics, we are also the religion of the yes. By his passion, Jesus said yes to his Father, accepting to suffer for us and repairing the no said by Adam and by all men who commit sin. By his obedience, Jesus teaches us to submit ourselves to the will of God. We Roman Catholics, we are of the religion of humility. We have seen Jesus washing the feet of his apostles and showing them a child as a model of humility. We Roman Catholics, we are the religion of meekness and forgiveness as we pray in the Our Father. In his cross, Jesus teaches us to forgive. We all have difficulties in that process. Because forgiving is probably one of the most difficult things we have to do on earth. Yes, we might have been disappointed by those we love. Yes, we might have been betrayed by those we love. But Jesus is telling us that if we go to Him, if we call on Him, He will give us the grace we need to forgive and to keep going. Jesus teaching us to forgive and justify even our enemies. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We Roman Catholics, we are the religion of the empty tomb. Jesus won. Jesus is alive. Followers, adopters of other religions can visit the embalmed bodies of their founders. They will have to pay for that, but they can visit the graves of their founders. But for us, Roman Catholic, we cannot. Because we would visit the empty tomb of Christ. Because He's alive forever. But all of this, we can say in summary, by saying that we are of the religion of love. The religion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Because all of these characteristics we find in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. There, we can see His sufferings. There, we can see His cross, His humility, His forgiveness, His victory in the resurrection, His infinite love for us. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, dear friends, is a summary, is a condensation of the Gospel. These are thoughts, affections, and conversations which souls in love with Jesus have offered Him from the beginning. But if we are to understand this language, if we are really to know the heart of man, the heart of Jesus, and the love of God, we need both faith and humility. We need the faith and humility that prompted St. Augustine to write, "You have made us for You, O Lord, and restless will our hearts be until it rests in You." But note, dear friends, that God does not say, in exchange for your own hearts, I will give you a will of pure spirit. No, He gives us a heart, a human heart like Jesus. We don't have a heart. We don't have one heart for loving God and another for loving people. We love Christ and the Father and the Holy Ghost with the same heart with which we love our friends, relatives, families, family members, and others. In fact, more we love people, more we will become close to God. We must be very human, for otherwise we cannot be divine. Human love, the love we experience on earth when it is really genuine, helps us to savor, to taste divine love. That is how we grasp the love by which we rejoice in God and which we will share in heaven when the Lord is everything to everyone. If we begin to understand God's love, we will feel impelled to become increasingly more compassionate, more generous, and more dedicated. We must give what we receive. We must teach what we learn. Very simply, without any kind of conceit, we must help others to share in the knowledge of God's love. But no one can live out this love unless he is taught in the school of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Only if we watch, only if we contemplate the heart of Jesus, will we ensure that our hearts is freed from hatred, is freed from resentment, is freed from indifference. Only in this way will we know how to react as Catholics to the pain and sufferings of others. Living in Jesus' heart, being closely united to him, means therefore that we become a dwelling place of God. He who loves me, my Father will also love, Jesus told us. Even if we only give a little thought to these basic ideas, our whole attitude changes. Because we become hungry for God. And Jesus, who has encouraged this feeling of emptiness in us, comes out to meet us and says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." He offers us his heart, so that we can find there both rest and strength. If we accept his invitation, we will see that his words are true, and our hunger and thirst will increase to the point that we desire God really to inhabit our soul and never to take his light and warmth away from us. Jesus said, I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. We have approached the fire of the love of God. Let us allow that fire to burn our lives. Let us feel the desire to spread that divine fire throughout the world, making it known to all the people around us. Dear faithful, dear friends, they too can experience the peace of Christ and find happiness there. A Catholic who lives united to Jesus' heart can have no goals but these: peace in society, peace in the church, peace in the family, peace in his soul, the peace of God, which will reach its climax when his kingdom comes. For now, we have to work. For now, we have to love more and more. Saint Albert said that there are two places to rest, cemeteries and heaven. So as long as we belong to this earth, we have to work and work and work. Now, we can turn to Mary, who is the Queen of Peace, because she is a Queen of Love. And we can ask her to help us to grow in the faith, to have a firm hope and a deeper love. For that is what her son wants of us this day. That is why he shows us his Sacred Heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.